From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama spoke to Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan by phone Tuesday as tensions escalated in his country over the fallout from the failed coup. Spokesman Josh Earnest from the White House says the president pledged his support to the democratically elected government.
The president used the phone call to reiterate once again the strong commitment of the United States to the democratically elected civilian government of Turkey. The president pledged his any needed assistance to the Turkish government as they conduct an investigation to determine exactly what happened.
Erdogan's government escalated the purge of workers Tuesday, suspected of taking part in the coup attempt, by firing more than 20,000 teachers and civil servants. The firings came on top of about 9,000 people Ankara has detained for suspected involvement in the attempted overthrow of Erdogan's government. The Republican National Convention moves Tuesday to the nomination of Donald Trump as the party's 2016 presidential candidate, along with the focus on the U.S. economy. Tuesday's speakers include two of Trump's children and two former rivals, Dr. Ben Carson and Governor Chris Christie. The campaign is likely hoping for a different response to tonight's speakers after accusations part of Trump's wife's speech Monday night was lifted from Michelle Obama's address at the Democratic Convention in 2008. Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort says the speech belongs to Melania Trump.
The words that she used are words that were personal to her. The fact that there are things like care and respect and compassion, those are not extraordinary words. And certainly when you talk about family, they're normal words.
Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort. This is VOA News. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an Afghan teenager's axe and knife attack on a German train that left at least five people injured. On Tuesday, the Islamic State posted a video on social media of the purported attacker holding a small knife. But authorities say it appears the 17-year-old Afghan asylum seeker, who was shot and killed by police as he fled the scene, appears to have been self-radicalized and had no direct link to the extremist group. The Taliban launched multiple attacks in Afghanistan on Tuesday, including a strategic tunnel in the Hindu Kush Mountains that links the capital, Kabul, with the country's north and south. The attacks mark what may be the first uptick in violence since the Muslim holy month of Ramadan ended in early July. Violence typically takes a downturn during Ramadan's dawn-to-dusk fasting. And a community in southern state of Louisiana in the U.S. honoring one of three police officers killed by a former U.S. military veteran. Hundreds of people gathered at a church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for a vigil Monday night. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said Gavin Long's attack on the officers was pure, unadulterated evil.
And we are going to find a way in Baton Rouge and around the state and around the country, I believe, to come together and out of this tragedy, we're going to be stronger, more united than ever. And it's going to be difficult. It's not going to happen overnight.
Long was killed in a shootout with police after killing two Baton Rouge police officers and one officer of the East Baton Rouge Sheriff's Office. A fourth officer, a deputy sheriff, remains in critical condition after undergoing emergency surgery. Two other officers receive hospital treatment for non-life-threatening wounds. And Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will help ensure a strong alliance between the U.S. and Britain and the European Union after Britain leaves the 28-nation organization.
As Britain and the EU begin negotiating the new terms of their partnership, America is rooting for and will do all we can to try to encourage and assist in the development of the smoothest possible transition and a highly integrated and collaborative UK-EU relationship.
Kerry was speaking in London, where he is to discuss U.S.-British relations with the newly appointed Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, who led the campaign for Britain to leave the European Union. And two airline pilots suspected of being intoxicated on the job in Scotland are being held without bail Tuesday. On Monday, Scottish police removed them from the cockpit. The controls, the airline was packed with 250 passengers en route from Glasgow to Toronto. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.